News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
We are going to turn to look at the package that was voted through. Lisa Ryan is with us, Professor in Energy Economics in UCD. The 10 cent a litre on the diesel and petrol coming off on excise is obviously probably the headline out of the totality of it, Lisa. But the package is much broader than that. Can you remind us of some of the sort of the headlines of what was agreed yesterday?
Well, good morning. The package was agreed to reduce excise duties by a further 10 cents. We already had 20 cents and 15 cents at the end of March. But there was more focus, I suppose, on the commercial sectors this time. And we have a subsidy in place for the haulage sector. And that will mean that companies running trucks will receive a subsidy per truck. That hasn't been specified exactly, but we know that it's going to be like the licensed haulage support scheme that was in place during COVID. So it will probably be based on if you're a smaller company, you'll get more per truck than if you're a larger company, you'll get less per truck. And then the other big one was for green diesel, that there will be a payment of 20 cents per litre for green diesel as well, which will help off-road vehicles, so tractors or agricultural machinery. And then the carbon tax, which was due to come in, not for petrol and diesel, it wasn't coming in anyway at this time of year, it was for home heating oil and solid fuels, that is postponed until next October.
Now, undoubtedly, they are positive moves from the perspective of those who have to pay for it. But there is an element of drop in the ocean when you compare it with what prices have done over the last years and decades.
Well, it's true that, I mean, if you look at since the end of March, when the end of February, when the invasion happened, as diesel prices, even without taxes, have risen from, 80 cents a litre to 1.23 cents a litre, or in terms of with taxes, from, 1.70 to about, 2 euros, 2.10 euros. So, we've had now a 32 cent reduction in excise duty on diesel. It doesn't quite make up for that increase that we've seen. On the other hand, it is a more generous increase as excise duty relief compared with most other countries, or I think all other countries in Europe, in fact. So there is a limit to what you can do when you see such substantial rises in fuel prices that are not controlled by us. It's a global market and, Middle East crisis.
Lisa, thank you. Lisa Ryan, Professor in Energy Economics in UCD.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.